guys, it's Crystal from Kravis Forever and Champion and Shit Talk on Instagram. Tune in, hang with me, and combine my two favorite things, Kravis and Shit Talk.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. It's Crystal with Kravis Forever and Champion and Shit Talk. And you're listening to Kravis and Shit Talk. I'm going to be like a nighttime freaking girl who, what are they called? Those nighttime.
A call radio, girl?
A call girl. No. The telephone girls, the hotline girls. You're listening to Kravis Forever.
I said what I said.
And obviously, as you guys can tell, I have a guest. You got it, people. My first guest. I'm so excited. I've actually tried to have this guest on my podcast a couple of times before, but she talks super fucking quiet. So I had to cut and edit her out twice out of two.
I yelled that at the beginning of this because I was too loud.
Okay. Two entire episodes.
Okay.
So this is my sister, everybody, Jerisha. And she is joining me this week to do some shit talking because it's more fun when you shit talk with friends.
Absolutely. And what else? There's just nothing that brings me more joy.
Same.
Than to talk shit.
Yeah, you know, it's not shade. It's just shit. You know, just like hanging with your girlfriends and talking smack. Not hurting nobody. That's what it's
I'm
all
a little
about.
Shady.
Sorry, me too.
I'm shady.
All right, cool. So let's dive right into the latest happenings with Kravis. As we know, they are like Halloween personified. They are the spooky season like mascots. Their whole family gets into every little bit of it, and I love it. I'm not like a super Halloween-y person. I'm more of a Christmas gal. I know you are, Drisha. So
spooky season is everything, and you're weird. You're just weird.
I'm more of like a stick me on the beach with an umbrella in my drink, stand between my toes type of gal, or the dead of winter, give me Christmas. Like, I don't want the in-between.
That's disgusting. Why do you want to be like a sweaty bitch or freezing to death? Like, I just want to be cool. I should be nice and cool in my flannel and my basicness, and that's all I want. That's all I ever want.
Pumpkin spice too, bitch.
I don't do pumpkin spice. I do.
I do. I do. It's like my one thing that I do. I love pumpkin anything. I am as basic as it gets in that category. All right. So yeah, they've been like bebopping around town, kind of checking out the Halloween hotspots. They were doing horror nights. They did that twice. And honestly, I love that they don't really take a ton of security with them. They kind of just wander through and like mingle with everyone. But some of the videos people capture are really up close and personal. I don't know if I could freaking handle it. Like someone in your face.
I thought she didn't like that though. Like, isn't she like anti everything?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, she's not.
She hated the show, doesn't like paparazzi, like, but she's like, take my picture, please be in my business, like, be up in my grill.
No, but I don't think she like is inviting it. I think it's just happening. Like, people are literally getting so close to them. I don't know how celebs do it because I'd be like, bro, back up. What are you doing?
Oh, well, you know how I feel. I don't even like cough in my vicinity. I'm gonna stab you. I hate it. I hate it.
And then they also went to Knights of the Jack, which I don't know if you saw, but there was a jack-o'-lantern with Kravis on it. So even Knights of the Jack knows what's up, knows that they're the couple of the year.
So like, okay. All right. So we all know Travis Barker is who he is,
mm-hmm.
But then like, did Courtney have this attached to her before Travis Barker?
What do you mean?
Like,
was she cool?
Not cool, but like, was she as like spooky as she is now? Like, would attached like Halloween to her?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
She's always been super into Halloween. So I'm actually going to touch on that next. So I don't know if you saw, because this was super, super recent. Just last night, they went to A party for Kylie Cosmetics line, the Nightmare on Elm Street line.
Yeah, I saw that.
So Kylie threw a party, Freddy Krueger themed, very spooky. They attended, and there was like a real Michael Myers walking around.
Yes.
And like chasing Wait. Them to their cars.
Yes, 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 okay. yes.
So
that's dope.
On top, so like that was like very scary. However, I posted a clip to my Instagram today of 2018. Courtney had a Halloween party and actually had the same thing happening. Like she had hired Michael Myers. He was chasing people around her home theater. I love that she has like a home theater to chase people around. Same, same. You know, my
house. Respect.
My house is set up similarly.
Oh yeah. You're in it. You're in it right now.
Just, you know, minus the theater part. But yeah, so this was like her idea initially, and Kylie kind of stole it for her party. So Courtney's been like all about the Halloween stuff for years.
I have shade towards Kylie. Like, I just do. like, are we surprised that she copied an instance? Am I surprised? I'm not.
You know, sorry, what's so funny? Y'all,
but hot take.
I really like Kylie, but like she does get the most shade from like people, from like all of us Kardashian fans. And I think it's because she comes off like she's not being entirely genuine all the time.
Yes.
And I think it's because she's super private. So she hides so much of her life and then like gives off this like fake persona to kind of keep everyone away.
But that was something that she did, like that was like friends and family. It's not like it was like the huge launch party. So it was like she could have done anything really and it would have been valid, but like to go with what her sister previously did, it's like you're all of them but none of them. How? Please explain.
And I thought it was like, I, looking at the clips from 2018, it was like exact same thing. So I'm wondering too, like maybe it's a place they went to, like maybe it was like, maybe it wasn't at her house. Maybe it was like a place that does this.
Maybe.
Is that possible?
I mean,
or do we just want to go with the shadiest option and be like, no, she copied her.
Shade.
Shade.
She copied them.
Shade all day.
She copied. Yeah. Yeah, I said what I said.
All right. Speaking of Kylie baby came out since the last time we had a pod going on, and you know, mixed reviews. Being a mom myself, kind of worried about like, I don't
your
know
mixed baby, children
yeah mixed children you but also be. like, you know, baby products are so hard to come by, like really, really good ones, because sometimes they smell really good, but they're shit for like their hair. They're give you cradle cap, they're drying. And then especially like I have mixed children and like their hair can't just have anything in it.
No, you know? It can't. And as a mixed child, as a mixed adult, like you can't just be putting whatever in your hair or on your skin. Like you dry out. You just dry out. And I just feel like that should have been a very big component of her formula. Not that I know that it is, that it was or wasn't, but I'm not convinced or have too much faith in her ability to consider that portion, I guess.
You know what strikes me as odd, right? So like, we know that there's like such a big push for products that are diverse and can, you know, service like a broad range of people. Right. And especially with her having mixed children, like I would think she would probably broadcast it more and be like, this is safe to use on mixed race hair, right?
But exactly. She didn't.
So it makes me question, exactly. Like, is it good or is it not good? I just wish she would like tell us.
That was my thing too. If you have, especially if you have mixed children, which all of them do, all of their kids are mixed, that would be something that I would push so hard. Just this works for my baby, my mixed baby. Not that other babies shouldn't have great shit, because all babies should have great shit, but it's the principle
for all the great babies.
Right. All the great babies should have all the great shit all of the time. But if you have a mixed baby, like, come on, promote that shit. Like, use it. This works great for textured hair.
Yeah, give us more info. And you're like you said, like it might be formulated for that, but we would never know. And I know, like, right, being a mom myself, unless I knew for sure, I wouldn't buy it.
Right.
You know, it's just, I think it's so funny that she like just brands anything with like Kylie this, Kylie that, like Kylie tomato sauce, Kylie ketchup. I mean, Kylie ketchup's actually pretty catchy. She should freaking grab that before I do.
Sure,
I'm gonna go trademark it right now.
Sure, it's out there.
Buy the rights for Kylie ketchup.
I mean, it's cute, but I don't know.
All right. Also, let's talk about Kylie Swim. I don't even know what to say. So I asked a lot of my followers what they thought, and I have to say it was like 10-1 bad reviews. I did have like a couple of people who were like, no, I got it. It was great, fine, fit perfect. But most people were saying like, it's too thin, it's too small, it's too, like, the material is cheap, it's like Shein.
Oh God, so no.
Like, no, don't bring Shein down.
Fashion though, it is what it is. That's what it is, fast fashion.
Yeah.
But just looking at the materials though, like, who, all boobs matter, right? That's all important. Like, they're all important, they're all great.
All boobs matter.
But some need more support. I can't wear Kylie Swim.
Oh, I,
you can't wear Kylie more. Swim.
No.
Big breasted bitches aren't out here buying her shit. They're just not.
Yeah. No. No.
I'm sorry. I'm swearing a lot.
That's okay. That's okay. We do that here.
Cool. Good.
Yeah. No. It just, that's my thing too. It's like, consider what you're buying before you buy it. You know. But I can't speak badly about other Kylie products because you know me with my lipstick, I only wear the Kylie.
Yes, but her formula when she first came out was not it. Like, her components were it. Her packaging has been great since the jump, but her formula wasn't always on point, and she grew to have it to where it is now. So, like, kudos to her. Like, good for you. You did, like, you paid your dues. However, she can't, like, just start that way all the time. Like, you're
that's true. That's very true.
You're in a business. You have to pay your dues before you release your product. Don't be like, well, let me see if this bra holds these titties up. Like, can we not? Kim didn't do that. Not that you should be comparing women to other women, but we're talking clothing lines here. So
yeah.
Some similarities. I mean,
we're not reinventing the wheel. So
exactly.
All right.
And she has big boobs. So, like, I mean, they're supported in other ways, but still, like, come on now.
I think the problem is that hers sit in a place that mine don't.
Right.
so maybe it's more of a me problem.
Whatever, she should be thinking about you, Crystal.
Oh, everyone okay. should be thinking about me. All clothing okay. lines should think, right, I'm Crystal Kardashian, obviously.
Exactly.
Okay, I also want to talk about the newest photo shoot in GQ of Megan Fox and MGK. I have a lot to say and very little to say all at the same time. I'm like speechless, but also I have a lot of fucking opinions on this photo shoot. Okay. I mean, like, on the one hand, hot, right?
Okay. That's a word.
It's hot. Like, okay. She's like, she's like naked, gun to his junk. And he's like there, like smoking. Okay, so it's like,
if that's what you're into, like, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know that that's like my cup of tea, but it's like hot. Like, I can't do that. Like, that's not.
It's out there for somebody, you know.
You know, I'm so, like, here in my sweatpants with my oversized tee and my hair flop to the side, but she's like naked with a gun in her hand, like pointing at his jaw.
Yeah, I see your point. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
I'm over here with a remote and a bowl of popcorn, so I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
We'll give it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, so it's like hot, but also it's like, it's too much. You know, like, I like it, but also I'm over it.
It just, So I love Megan Fox, right? I have mixed feelings on MGK, but for the most part, like, fine, you know, accept. Mm-hmm. The two of them together, they're the most painfully chuggy people I've ever laid my eyes on. They hurt me to my core. Sometimes I'm just like, what, why? Okay. And I don't know why. I have no idea why, because I don't see anything wrong with what they're doing or how they act. It's just, it's them. I don't know. I think it's them. I don't know what it is, but it's
yeah. Do you like Megan, like, at post-divorce Megan better than pre-divorce Megan, or like, is there a Megan that you like better?
I think I like pre-divorce Megan, but also pre-Brian Austin Green Megan.
Okay. Like young Megan.
Yeah. She was just so cool and just so pretty. Like, she's older than me. So like, seeing her movies, I was just like, this bitch is awesome. Like, she's so cool.
Yeah.
And then Brian Austin Green, and she became like that version of her. And like, okay, cool. You're still cool, Megan. And now I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what? It's like, I just don't feel like she has to try as hard as she is, but she's probably not even trying. That's like her,
right?
It's just her.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like, is she trying though, or do we just think she's trying because she comes off so damn hot that we're like, she has to be trying, she has to be, because
I there has to be effort here.
I cannot do that with no effort. It makes me feel better to think that she's like really really trying.
Then maybe it's the MGK factor of it all. Then I don't know.
But like, I don't even know him before Megan, so it's so hard for me because like, I don't have like a barometer. I don't know how to measure him up against pre-Megan MGK. I don't know what that was like.
I might hold a little bit of a bias like against him because he came from my boy Eminem, and it's like, you don't get to do that. Oh, so no, that could be it.
No one comes
that
from
could
Eminem.
Be I'm part of my it. The fuck are you doing, bro? Like, that could be where it comes from. Actually, I'm gonna go with it. That sounds right. That's what it is.
Can't. Yeah, it just like, their photo shoots are so hot, and like the one where he's like biting her neck like a vampire. Mm-hmm. No one ever does that to me. It's fucking rude.
Facts.
You know? Facts. And so like,
husbands.
Hmm. Am I jelly? Maybe. Am I a little bit jealous? Yeah, maybe. Oh, nobody's biting my neck.
Right.
But also, am
salty,
I like,
just a smidge?
Yeah, but like, if Kevin did, I'd swat him. Like, if my husband
don't fucking bite me.
I'd be like, excuse me. Spit yourself. Like, it's COVID.
Right. We're in COVID times. Back up.
COVID times. No spitting on anyone's neck, friend.
Right.
Okay.
It's husband. All of it. We're just salty, Eminem loving bitches. That's it. That's all.
It's very like jarring and alluring, and I want to look at it. But then also I'm like, another racy, sexy photo shoot. Oh God.
And they came out of nowhere.
No, like give us
out of nowhere.
Like give us some lube here. Just
no.
Shove that one right in there.
You take it for what it is and how it is, and that's it.
It was rough. It was a rough one.
Yeah, it was.
I also wanted to talk about Diplo. So I like wasn't privy to Diplo's little games that he was playing. I happened to be like, you know, scrolling through, just doing nothing but doing everything, and came across his post where he basically went on like a 10, like he filled the full carousel of evidence and receipts and photos.
He went off.
And information about this young girl, Shelly, who apparently has been stalking him for the better part of like 3 years and is now accusing him of having underage sex with him. I was all in, like, I believed him because he had so many receipts. I just read his and I was like, wow, this is really good. Like, good for him for keeping all this information, and this is wild, and you know, poor guy. But then I saw hers, and now I'm like, I kind of believe her. I think you're a big fucking creep.
Okay, so Diplo just gives me creep vibes. Mm-hmm. Always has. Just before any of this, he just, I'm like, you're creepy old guy. It's whatever. But
you're a creepy old guy.
Why? Like, I don't know. But reading, that's funny that that's the take that you took on it. It could be because of my predisposition to him already thinking that he is creepy. But when I'm reading it, I'm like, bro, you're so full of shit. Like, convenient. You have these text messages and all this correspondence or whatever. I see little to no responses from him. And I know throughout, like, what he said, it's that he did a lot of ignoring of her, but you didn't ignore her the whole time.
That's
like, let's be real. You did ignore her the whole time. So I want to know what you said. If you're going to share it, like, if you're going to put it out there, tell the whole story, just tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you let me know about the other half of it, the survivor said, I'm just like, I don't know. All of it's very sketchy, and yeah, but it was a creep in my
motives,
opinion.
Right? Like, they both have motives for playing their narrative. Like, her motive is she's suing him. She's suing him. Right. She wants to get paid. But also, like, the exposure, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You've seen her Instagram. She's obviously trying to be an Instagram model, influencer, whatever you want to call it.
She's a little bit of a thirst monster. It's okay.
A little bit thirsty, and that's okay. Like, that's your hustle, girl.
Who is it?
You know what? I'm okay with it. I'm a little thirsty.
It is what it is.
I just don't have the body to be as thirsty as some of these other people. Right. But no,
I would be
thirstier. I would be a fucking desert. Okay.
Absolutely.
And then
obviously he wants to defend his.
He wants to defend it.
Name.
Doesn't want to get in trouble. Doesn't want to have to pay up.
Right. He doesn't want to be white R. Kelly. Like,
right. Which is what everyone is.
Harvey Weinstein.
That is so wild. White R. Kelly. Imagine. Like, could you come up with a worse?
How embarrassing.
I know. Like, I cannot think of a worse insult, white R. Kelly. That's pretty rough. That's pretty fucking rough. But this is not the first time. So Shell Bell over here is not the first whistleblower for Diplo. There was also Azalea Banks who said she had sex with him at 17. She announced this like on a podcast she was doing and basically said like, yeah, he's responsible for my career and I'll forever be grateful, but I paid for that shit with Vagine. she openly admitted that she had sex with him at 17. I mean, that
miserable.
It's wild. And that's like, that establishes a pattern. I mean, I've watched too much SVU, obviously, but this is establishes absolutely a pattern. This is his MO, right? Like, how many other SVU terms can I throw out here? And
can we just take a brief look at timelines here? So Diplo is what, 42, 41, something right. like that?
Yeah. And so that this was 12 years ago, because he's 29 now, that he had sex with Azalea Banks. So he's 30 still.
Okay. So he's in his 30s talking to early 30s talking to a teenager, which she's under the age of 18. So it's just, it's wrong. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But if we turn around and look at this other girl, Shelly, she was what, 19? Saying that she was 19, 20 years old. So he's now in his late 30s, almost 40. Talking to women whose prefrontal cortex isn't developed yet. So although legally there's no issue, we have to look at ethics and morals, and it's like, you're kind of a fucking creep, like full circle moment.
But is this like Scott Disick level? I mean,
Scott Disick was a creep.
We're looking at like similar age gaps, right? Like Scott is well up in age dating teenage models, girls who are not old enough to drink. So like,
did you not think that was weird?
Yeah, of course. But like,
oh, okay. Just making sure, because we were allowed to have a conversation.
No, I'm just like, you know, like, I feel like this is becoming very commonplace in Hollywood and it's like getting a little strange. I know age is, you know, age ain't nothing but a number.
Oh, poor choice. Poor choice. That song's about R. Kelly. Poor choice. Poor choice. You fucked up.
Party foul.
Oh god, get off your own podcast. Get off. You're done here.
Wow. I'm gonna excuse myself. I'm gonna just take the rest of the day off. You run it for me, Marisha.
Okay, so Crystal doesn't work here anymore.
Case in point, right? So aging up a number, like this is literally the slogan for R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And then we have
full circle.
I was just connecting the dots. And then we have like Diplo acting out in the same fashion. And for the record, Shelly is saying that she was underage when they had their first interaction. So
right.
That's a piece of this that's up for debate. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and Scott with his age gaps, and don't get me wrong, like Scott, we love him. He's lovable, but this type of behavior is so strange to me.
It's concerning to say the least.
Yeah. And it's concerning that like, not a lot of people are blowing the whistle on this type of behavior.
Right. But it's like, there's just so much emphasis on the legality points. And it's like, there's a little bit more to it than that. Like, can we just take a step back and look at the whole picture versus just focusing in on this one thing? But
yeah. Well, Shelly is claiming that she has other girls who have come forward and are speaking to her attorney. So I don't know that this is the end of this story. So I'm looking forward to kind of hearing everything else that ensues from there.
Absolutely.
Jamie Spears has been removed as conservator over Britney Spears. Thank
bells and whistles.
The freaking good Lord for that. I'm so, what was that? A bell?
It was a horn. Cars for Britney.
They were on cue.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, how amazing is that? This guy, Michael Rosengart, what a shark. Like, I'm so excited that she finally got a lawyer that could represent her adequately and actually is doing things in her best interest. And finally, after 13 years, this woman has a tiny little sliver of freedom. I can't even imagine how she's feeling right now.
I know. She's just been celebrating ever since. She's engaged, she's on vacation, like she's loving her life, loving it. And we love that for her.
I so love it for her. And, you know, I'm so thankful for, you know, I don't know if you listen to Jared Lipscomb. He is, he's like a Free Britney movement correspondent. He's amazing. He always has all the inside information, but he said that, basically what had happened was Jamie Spears and his camp were pushing for the conservatorship to be terminated. And while that sounds like exactly what Britney Spears wanted, had Rosengart accepted that day, then they would have issued a continuance. Jamie Spears still would have been in charge of this conservatorship. They were also requesting to hand it over as is, which means no receipts, no
snake.
They could take what they wanted, just as is, just like if you buy a freaking lemon car, right? Like, and it would have had a continuance, so she would not have had any type of freedom. He still would have been in charge until they were able to reschedule a date to end the conservatorship. And Rosengart was smart enough to say, absolutely not, that's not what we're here for today. We're here just to remove Jamie.
Good.
And so he was removed, temporary conservator was put into place, and now they have their next court date on November 12th to try to put an end to this thing completely. So our thoughts are with Britney for sure.
And Jamie was legit like, oh yeah, we just want to get rid of it. You fuck. Like,
yeah.
terrible person.
Shit. Like, I can't even, terrible. You know, like to the person who doesn't really know law, like, you know, I'm not
like me.
Like us dumbasses. You know, we hear that, we're like, go for it. Yeah, just like sign the paperwork, do it. Right. You're like, that's exactly what we've been wanting. And it sounds all like roses, but Rosengart was not having it. He was not here for their games and just sorry through it. Got exactly what Britney needed.
Good.
And in the wake of all of this, of course, our good friend Jamie Lynn has decided it's a perfect time for her to drop her book.
Named after a line from a song by her sister, Loser. Well, she changed the name, but still.
She changed the name. I mean, the whole thing is in poor taste, right? From the timing
to the title, poor taste
to the
her
book itself. Like, there is nothing about this that made any sense. Everyone already despises you. Like,
seriously.
Your reputation is a shitter.
And we all know that Britney despises her. Like, so a couple of years ago, Radio Disney, when it was still a thing, had like a concert, and there was a tribute portion where Jamie Lynn decided to get up on stage and sing a medley of Britney Spears songs.
Yes.
It's like, girl, first of all, you're from Nickelodeon. Like, we'll just start there. Let's just start there. Second, barely anybody has seen her, like the two of them together, Britney and Jamie Lynn. That's just, it wasn't a common occurrence unless it was at a premiere when she was on Nickelodeon. And you're going to get up on stage, sing a medley of your sister's songs. Britney was visibly pissed, was not happy about it. And then fast forward a couple of years, and you're out here naming a book after a line from one of your sister's songs. Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It's insanity. I mean, I can't imagine being Britney and seeing my sister do that and being like, okay, well, I'm not singing because they basically have me in prison. Like, I'm imprisoned, so I can't even sing my own songs, but you're going to sit there and sing and dance and mock me, essentially.
It was a slow replacement. That's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, it's not cute. But yeah, Things I Should Have Said. That is a book that I will not be reading.
No.
Not interested. I will, however, read the snippets that everybody posts as they destroy her the rest of this, you know.
Can't wait.
As soon as it comes out, they're going to destroy her. They're going to post little snippets. It's going to be glorious.
Can't wait.
I'm here for the shade.
Absolutely.
All right. Last thing I want to talk about before I ask you my big question is Lizzo. All right. So Lizzo wore a dress to Cardi B's birthday party. By the way, did you see some of the videos from Cardi B's birthday party? Those people are wild. Okay.
Well, it's Cardi B. Yes.
I know. Like, I'm saying like Cardi B and wild in the same sentence is like, obviously, yes, we know right. that.
Duh. What are we talking about?
Like her middle name. And I love Cardi B for every little bit of her wildness, but they're like the MGK of the rap world. Okay. They're like the MGK Megan Fox. They're insane. Her and Offset are insane. She was literally backing it up against him. He was literally banging her with her clothes on. Okay. I couldn't look away. I must've watched it 100 times. Like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I stop watching this shit? And the people standing on either side of Offset are just like, yeah, okay. They're like,
this is great.
That was like how they were dancing to the song. And everybody's like, kind of like doing like a weird motion with their hands side to side. Like, okay, yeah.
Also in shock.
Right? I'm like, I can't even imagine. Like, I'm dancing on the dance floor and I look over and they're like basically having sex in the dance floor. But anyway, so Lizzo attended Cardi B's birthday party, sex party. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Sex birthday party thing.
Swinger party. And she attended in a beautiful see-through blue, like sparkly gown. And so obviously the see-through gown is a trend right now. We're seeing it on everyone. We saw it on Kendall. We saw it on Megan Fox. We have seen it on Zoe Kravitz.
Rihanna.
We've seen this. That's not
recent,
but. Yeah, I mean, it's timeless. It's been on plenty of the women in the like celeb community. And it's definitely a trend right now. Lizzo is taking a bit of heat, mostly from a bunch of fucking haters, to be honest with you, about her wearing the dress. And now my thing
so many people hate Lizzo and it makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't.
It makes no sense.
She's all about her body positivity and she is so encouraging for like women to feel comfortable in their own skin. And I'm very much of the mindset like, okay, a style isn't just for one person. People can make every style work for them. And like, why is it okay for Megan Fox to tramps around half naked, but not okay for Lizzo?
Right.
On the flip side of that, however, Lizzo had absolutely nothing covering those nips from the pictures that I saw. And so, like, my question is, right, at what point is it just like flat out nudity? Like, at what point are we calling it nudity versus a dress? You know, like, I feel,
I mean,
like,
technically there was cloth over her nips, though.
Was there?
There was cloth. It was a very airy cloth, very holy, translucent cloth, but there was cloth.
No, but I mean, like, underneath, like, most of the time when you see these types of gowns, and don't remember, there are exceptions. Oh, like I've seen Kendall Jenner without, you know, covers over her nips, but, like, even that, like, at what point is it just flat out nudity? Like, I couldn't walk outside my house and, like, go to the grocery store in that dress. I'd be arrested. they would fucking arrest me. I'd be at the grocery store and they'd be like, man, no, put the cucumbers down and come outside.
Your nips.
Yeah.
Your nips.
You can't be in here with your nips out, man.
Rhode Island is a different place. It's different than Los Angeles. And, like, okay.
But imagine me being like, but Officer MG, like, Megan Fox and Lizzo wore this. So I don't see what the problem is.
Bitch, who put the cucumbers down? Let's go. Like, yeah, that's it. But, like, okay, to be fair though, like, it was a sex party. It was a sex party themed party. So she was appropriately dressed.
It wasn't the theme.
Says who? You have to look at the whole picture. Maybe that wasn't what they were aiming for. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Okay.
Speaking of looking at the whole picture, my real problem with the picture was not her dress. Was not anything of the sort. It was the fact that in most of the pictures I saw, she had no fucking shoes on outside. Okay. I have a real problem with barefoot people in the streets. I think it's gross.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I have or have not walked through the streets of Providence or the Fox Tower with no shoes on.
You as nasty.
I can't, as drunk. It is what it is. Maybe she was wasted. You know,
I mean, after looking at the videos from that party,
it's definitely questionable.
That's not impossible. That's not impossible. So yeah, that was my big takeaway from the photos, was simply that she wasn't wearing shoes. And I was appalled, honestly.
And we have a problem.
I have a real problem with it.
Lizzo, if you're listening, wear some fucking shoes.
Put your shoes on, girl. Get you some flip-flops. Okay.
True.
Gone over to Old Navy. Get you a pair of blue flippies, throw them bitches on.
Make it work.
What about those ones that like curl up and you keep them in your purse? That's what she needs. She needs a pair.
Absolutely. Listen, even some socks. She is barefooted
on the concrete.
She is foot to ground and is inappropriate.
You can see gum stuck on the car, on the
curb. Stop. That's disgusting.
Walking over it. Who knows if a bum pissed there? It is New York.
They did.
No shame to bums, but sometimes they gotta go. Where are they gonna go?
Under Lizzo's feet.
There you go.
Directly under Lizzo's foot. Right under her foot.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me today. So before we go, I have one last question for you, Jerusha. Travis, you know I ship them. You know I stan them.
Do you ship
Travis?
I'm not steering the ship, but I'm on the boat.
Okay. All right. That's we can handle that. I'm steering the ship. I'm the captain now. So so you don't have to steer it. It's got to be on it. You just can't.
Bare minimum, I'm at the port waving. You know, I'm there. I showed up.
Can't be on the squirt boat. Can't be on that boat.
Oh, no. We're off of that boat.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And especially thank you to Jerusha for being my very first guest. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.